Hello and welcome to Lincoln Visits. My name is Jeff Mall, Executive Director with Visit Lincoln. Today, another great attraction in Lincoln, Nebraska has joined us, part of the People That Make the Place series. We're talking about the people that make Lincoln, Nebraska a unique destination. I am joined today by Ron Bohati and Gina Nathan with the Sandhills Global Event Center. Ron is the Managing Director and Gina is the Marketing Director. So happy to have you guys here today.
Yeah, we're excited to be here for sure.
Yeah.
Still hot outside?
It is still hot.
Yeah, right?
You keep looking at that weather forecast going, oh, this weekend's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So great to have the both of you here today. Gina, I'll start with you. Quick introduction. Tell us about your role and what you've been doing out at the Event Center.
So I've been at the Event Center since April of last year. So not very long, but in that time, we've done a lot. Mm-hmm. I have a background in art direction, graphic design, and marketing. So this was right up my alley. And it's been a lot of fun to kind of rebuild the Super Fair and kind of I take control of like the website and help with social media, advertising, all the media people and all that stuff. So and interviews.
I will compliment you on that. You brought a lot of great color to the event
center
since you've been there. So it's always good to get a fresh perspective on the social media and the marketing side.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Ron.
So I've been with the Event Center really about 7 years, but full time about a year and a half. And I'm managing director. I try to kind of just oversee everything, keep myself out of that isolated box because I can kind of get ground down into one project a little bit. But Gina is so great to work with, and I got to echo what you just said. The website and our social media is so much better presentation of what we're able to do at Sandhills Global Event Center.
And what can't you do at the Sandhills Global Event Center? We were talking about this just going into this, that the facility is so multi-purpose in nature. And I think a lot of people, if they haven't stopped at 84th and Havelock, I encourage them to get off on Havelock Avenue, take a drive back into the complex. Yeah. What you all do inside and outside on a calendar basis is amazing to me. So let's open it up to that. Let's talk about the multi-purpose nature of your facility. Let's talk about some square footage numbers. Let's really wow people with how much you're doing inside and out at the facility.
Sure. And this will touch a little bit with some of the construction that we're doing, but, you know, so we've got our larger space is 83,000 square foot, and that would be a currency or equine pavilion. It's a great trade show space. In April, we're going to have a car show inside.
Oh, that's good.
I grew up with Autorama at Pershing.
Right. So, I think you and I probably rubbed elbows in that a few times.
Yeah. It's one of our hugest trade show areas. For those that don't know and haven't been out there, you know, the horse arena spaces, we'll actually flatten out that footing. Don't call it dirt.
Right.
It's footing.
Right.
And we'll put carpet over the top, and we'll actually, we'll have that as a trade show space. So a great example of that was the Cam Wilder basketball game that we recently had. We had that in the Freight Star Pavilion, and we were able to transform what essentially is a horse arena into a huge basketball court with bleachers on both sides, and that was, a really big success. It was fun to have that event there. We've got railroad clubs, we've got rabbit shows, we've got obviously quite a few horse shows that are there in the arenas. We're going to be coming up on what we call trade show season, where we kind of keep the horse arenas in carpet, where we'll have like the Home and Garden Show, boat sport and travel shows coming up, and most of those shows are expanding. One big thing for the Freight Star and currency, we've just added air conditioning to those areas.
That's a big deal.
And those are big areas to air condition.
They are. Right. They are.
But, it's a much better usable space with having that. We have a lot of renovations that we've done out there. All the overhead doors are new. The office has been expanded.
I'm excited to come out and see this because you all, before the renovations, like you were crammed into a sardine can.
Yes.
It was really tight back then.
Yeah. Most areas were two or three people sharing one space, and it's just not real efficient to be able to do that. So we're really thankful and fortunate to be able to have that done just in the nick of time before the Super Fair. Mm-hmm. We've added a playground. We've expanded the campgrounds. With just so many different things. You really do just need to come out there and take a look and see everything that we've improved. We do have some banquets and large trainings. You know, one of the largest trainings we have is actually for 811, call before you dig.
Yeah. That one's and, really cool.
Yeah, it's like 1,200 people, and we're able to get through their space and feed them in about 20, 30 minutes. You know, we do a banquet line for them. But it's really neat to be able to have some of those trainings inside, as well as all the traditional 4-H based mm-hmm. shows that really drove the creation of the center, you know, for all the youth events. So that's something that we're going to be working on too, to try to get kind of back to home in the community on what we can do for some of the smaller venues
yeah.
to be able to be affordable and fit their needs as well.
You guys have done an amazing job. So I was with the Villager Courtyard and Gardens Hotel back in the day at 52nd. No,
yeah.
I was the first official host hotel of the Lancaster Event Center when it opened back. It has been an amazing facility for so many years. It has evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. So much of your support staff means so much to you all each and every day. It's the cowboys and cowgirls. It's the people without cowboy hats and whatever. I know a lot of them by name, but give viewers a really quick, how long does it take to flip a dirt arena or a what'd you call it earlier?
Footing.
A footing arena with footings. How long does it take to flip that into a hard court basketball court?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So we've really got it down to about a day and a half now.
Oh my gosh.
But that's because we've done some improvements. We've added some concrete and changed the where the posts go in the ground. The team works very hard. You know, and they work together, and a lot of them have worked together for many years now, so they know exactly what the other one's doing. But we are kind of going through a transition period where we've hired some more staff.
Sure, sure.
You know, and we're trying to teach the newer generation of that staff and operations, you know, that trade, so that we can continue being efficient in that way.
You guys are truly efficient. Stalls in, stalls out, chairs in, chairs out.
I'm always impressed.
It's an amazing conversion process. And I think on any given day, how many events, different events, do you think you could host? What do you remember in either one of your time, the number of events, unique events that have happened all at the same time at the event center?
There was one really interesting one recently, and I can't quite remember. Was it during the reptile show, and there was like a garage sale and a plant show?
We've had that, or we had Eagle Raceway Banquet in the Ag Hall.
Yep. Yep.
And right next to that, we had the Railroad Model Train Show and Freightstar. Next to that, we had the Motorcycle Abate Show in Currency and Tractor House. And then we had one of the Turn and Burn Barrel Races in the Livestock Pavilion.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much going on. Great signage out there. You mentioned Sand Hills. You mentioned the different names on the buildings out there. I think if we didn't give you a chance to thank the folks at Sand Hills Global for their support of the facility, I probably wouldn't be doing my job.
So Sand Hills Global's our new partner, you know, for about the last year and a half now. And so what they've brought to us is the Freightstar Pavilion, the Currency Pavilion, Tractor House Pavilion.
Okay. This is a test.
Yeah. Equine Market, Livestock Pavilion, and the Auction Time Arena that's outside.
That's impressive. But the signage is amazing. And like I said, when people get out there, if you have multiple events going on, I think pretty much people know where they're going to go. So great job on that. So we're going to pivot right now to what is super important for the month of August. It's county fair time. It's a super fair. It's a big fair. Lots going on. Lots have changed since last year's county fair. Gina, let's talk county fair.
Okay. So I really want to stress that this year is going to be a lot different. The event center as a whole went through a lot of change and change of leadership, and the team has changed a lot, and we really bonded and come together. There's like a really fresh energy is what I like to say that is coming with the super fair this year. We've been really excited about it, and it all started kind of with how we got to rebuild the super fair website, and now it's a little more bright and fun, and you can there's an interactive map, and there's a schedule that you can search through, filter whatever you're interested in. Makes it really simple. But yeah, we have so much going on. July 31st through August 9th is when it starts. And we have 10 nights of music. We've never done 10 nights of live music. We have expanded our attraction zone, so it's basically double the size. So we have the live music in there, as well as all the food, the bars, and all the free attractions. So, and Ribfest will be in that area as
That's new this year.
We have not had Ribfest there before. So that's super fun. But that whole area, you can just kind of go around and enjoy a little bit of everything all at one time, including Ribfest. And you can get into Ribfest. It's the 6th through the 9th, and you can get into it with your fair parking pass.
So once you park and get into the fair, you're welcome to attend Ribfest. Yep. It's no different than anything else you have going on at the fair.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
For one carload, we
more
don't
bang
really,
for your buck.
Arms and legs could be sticking out the window, wherever you fit in the car.
As long as they all wear their safety belt, right?
I mean, be safe. Of course. But...
yes.
But yeah, $15 for your entire carload. We also have coupons at our Fairgate sponsors, which is U-Stop, Super Saver, and Russ's Market. You'll get $5 off, so you can get the whole family in for $10. Not bad.
So you can get in there, have all that prepaid, there, parked, back into the fair probably in 5 to 10 minutes once you're parked. You guys are going to help people get parked. You got plenty of parking up.
Yes.
We do.
Has everything been mowed already? And
Ready to roll? A couple times.
Yeah.
And then we've got the staff from the Amateur Radio Club that help transport everybody. They've got the golf cart shuttles.
Sure.
And that's their job. They'll go through the parking lots and pick people up and bring them up to the front. A lot of people do walk, but we do have that as well. If you're parked clear out on the edge, we can definitely get you a ride up front.
Well, and the one thing I've noticed about the county fair every year that I've been out there, and I try to get out there at least once or twice a year, is it's never too busy that you can't have a good time, because it's so spread out. You have indoor and outdoor activities going on. 4-H exhibits probably going to be a big part of the
first
fair
four
this
days,
year.
First 4 days, 4-H, the animals will be there, and there are static exhibits that all those kids have worked hard on. So get there within the first 4 days to make sure you can see all those animals.
And on the back side, the east side, you got a big arena back there. Going to do a little demo derby figure eight racing. What are we doing?
That starts out the first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
With the Nebraska Bush Pullers.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll have the trucks and the tractors, and that will be paired with the garden tractor pulls. So it's kind of a little bit action for both spectrum.
Right.
Kind of look at that garden tractor and go, hey, Dad, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then the horsepower.
Yeah.
Right? You can graduate into the horsepower side, right?
Yeah. And then the second we have...
the demo derby,
yeah,
which is one of my favorites. I took my daughter to it last time, she was just like, "What is happening?" I'm like, "It's great, just love it."
You know, it really is, and I think that the beauty of the Sandhills Global Event Center at 84th and Havelock is, it is a piece of Americana in what I call a concrete jungle of a capital city. Mm-hmm. Like, so many people are used to the way they've lived their life. Hey, I grew up in Lincoln. I didn't grow up in rural Nebraska. But you can go out anytime during the fair or anytime during the calendar year and experience what I call Americana. And it's farm living, it's pure, it's dirt track racing, it's whatever. And it's just a great place to take the kids, give them something that they don't typically get in a calendar year.
For sure.
So lots of variety. We've talked about a lot of things. Anything else we need to talk about with the fair?
Well, the 7th, we're going to have the figure eight racing.
Okay, good.
Have you seen the figure eight racing?
I have.
I mean, they're actually racing in a figure eight, and you don't want to meet in the middle.
It's not for the faint of heart, right?
Nope.
And then we'll have the bull riding, the 8th and the 9th. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of special, because that's paired with Ribfest.
Yep.
And the way that you can get a VIP ticket for the bull riding.
Okay, this is important.
Yes.
Yep. And that comes with ribs. We will bring them to you over at the Auction Time Arena.
Oh, wow.
So you can eat ribs, but if your buddy's sitting next to you and he doesn't have ribs, he can't just go down and get them. After the bull riding, he's got to go over to the attraction zone and get them over at the rib.
But if you're a VIP,
if you're a VIP,
the ribs come to you as a VIP.
What's better than
sign
that?
Me up. I mean, this is a big
ribs,
deal.
Bull riding.
Heard it here first. Yeah. This is a big deal. You're going to talk about this in social media, right?
Oh, of course. It's all over the place.
Good. All right. So we're going to wrap up. Couple things. End of the year, we have a big farm show that loves to adorn the campus out at 84th and Havelock.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I do want to mention real quick, though, the gravel worlds.
Yes, right after
the super fair.
Yes.
And that's, you know, 2,500 bikes racing on gravel, as much as 300 some miles. I think last year they went to York and back.
They did it. They did it.
Incredible. I could barely ride my bike across the parking lot.
And they're doing this
they
on
are
gravel.
True athletes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And kudos,
they're doing running too.
Kudos to the county. They maintain some pretty good gravel roads in Lincoln and Lancaster County. We actually had the Gravel Worlds folks here in the past, and they talked about how they just love being in this part of the county.
Jason has so much energy. He's a great guy.
We're going to get some national media attention this year, too, for it. So that will be a nice spur to that. So Gravel Worlds, the farming show is coming up.
Yeah, so the Ag Show, it's the second largest Ag Show in the United States.
Yes, it is.
And that basically encompasses our entire facility. Basically, almost every inch has some type of either a vendor or something placed there, or a food vendor or attraction.
You have no idea where you're at when you're walking around in there.
You don't. Yeah. It's just
it's crazy.
It's 3 days to set up, and it is 3 hours to tear down. So the tear down process is incredible. You just, it's all coordinated, and you just kind of stay out of the way.
Yeah.
We need a time lapse.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
I love it when the white carpet goes down. That's kind of a cool space back there. And again, comes back to the multi-purpose nature of what you guys are doing at the event center. Fun event, huge economic impact for our community. Lots of purchasing happens at this event. This is kind of Christmas for the farming sector and the agricultural sector. It's so nice to be able to host that here in Lincoln. Let's take a quick look to next year. We're going to have the rodeo back.
So we were fortunate enough this year, we did a little traveling. Mm-hmm. We went to Des Moines for the junior high finals. We learned a bunch there. And then maybe a equally interesting trip was Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Yes, yes.
Gina is real familiar with the airport.
Yeah, it's like a tent. But
so July of 2026 and July of 2027, we'll be hosting the National High School Rodeos Finals. It is the largest rodeo in the world. That has expanded considerably. So this will be 2,250 horse stalls, probably 1,900 contestants. And well over 1,800 campers.
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing event.
The vendor space has expanded. You know, we were the only venue so far in recent times that actually sold this out. So we're needing that support of the community again to come out and see those events, because that was huge. We sold out the seating. And the other places where we've recently gone to, they are not. I know they put on a great show, they have great venues, but it's something about our culture in Lincoln and Nebraska. They come out to support those type of events.
Lincoln has stuff for them to do, you know, when they're in their downtime, we have stuff for them
to
do.
They really do, and I think a lot of the kids and their families last time they were here talked about it. It felt like an extension of small town America. Mm-hmm. That felt like Lincoln was a very relatable community.
Yeah.
They felt like they knew where they were going. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too big that they felt intimidated in the community.
Right.
I will tell you, this last time around when we hosted the National High School Finals Rodeo, we had a little wind event out there. And I reminded people that the adversity of that wind event was an opportunity for people to understand the impact, but also the community outreach that just came pouring out of the woodwork to help turn this event and make it happen. So I'm just so proud of this community and what we've been able to do with that event. We're a proud home of the National High School Finals Rodeo. We hope a long-term host of the National High School Finals Rodeo. And so lots to talk about. Things we've talked about have been amazing today. Anything that you want viewers to know before we close?
Just, you know, if you haven't been at Sandhills Global Event Center in a while, come out and check it out. There's so many improvements. You know, the restrooms have been remodeled. We've talked about the office space, overhead doors. We added a playground, the campgrounds. There's other events that we're going to be leaning towards in the future that we're not really ready to release yet. You know, we're working on trying to keep that calendar filled up.
Yes.
And a lot of times it is very full and hard to fit things in. So if somebody's thinking about an event, you know, the earlier the better, as always, so that we can try to get that out there.
Yeah.
It's a great place, and it's, like you said, it's on the edge of Lincoln, just where you kind of feel you're out in the country.
You do.
It's still kind of dark out there and quiet, and you feel like you're in a rural area, but just right there off 84th Street.
Close to Walmart, too.
Yeah.
Walmart.
I wanted to say that just keep an eye out on our calendar, too, and our social media and everything. You'll be surprised how many events are going on at all times. And, like, most of them are free, like the barrel racing and everything. Take your kiddos to see the barrel racing. It's so much fun. The parking is free. The admission, you can just go watch. A lot of the shows are like that. So you can just go experience some culture and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you really do.
So, and I think that's a really important part. The parking is charged just during the Super Fair, and that's part of how we fund it. All the other events throughout the year, there is no charge for parking, and the admission for many of those events is zero.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have our cafes open tried to improve our food and our options, you know, for those shows as well.
We've got some really good food options these days.
Most of our staff have smiles on their face really most of the time.
I've sat at some of your banquets, so your kitchen staff does an amazing job.
Thank you.
You know, if you got to pay to park at the county fair to get fried food on a stick, I am there, right? Yeah. I love the deep fat fried peaches. Those are my favorite. But yeah, I appreciate all that you guys do for county, the county itself, tourism in our community. So it's great to get to know a couple of people that make the place. Their role in tourism in our community cannot be just stressed enough. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And appreciate all that you do. Website again, remind people.
SandhillsGlobalEventCenter.org or superfair.org. You can get to either one. There's little tabs at the top of both the pages, so you can go back and forth. Follow us on social media, both Sandhills Global Event Center and Superfair. Mm-hmm. We've got Facebook, Instagram.
Or if you're old-fashioned and you just want to use the phone, 402-441-6545.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. It's a lost art.
Call in Bug Ron. He likes it.
I get a lot of phone calls. And I know you didn't bring up the storm for the rodeo for this reason, but I also know you were out there.
Yeah.
So thank you for your support. You know, it was a lot of people that came in to make that happen and make that successful that year.
Well, thank you, Ron. Gina, thanks for being here.
Yes,
it's
going to
be great catching up with you guys again. So thank you to all for listening. Lots of great things going on in our community. Lincoln.org is our website. Please find something new to do this weekend or this week in Lincoln and Lancaster County.